This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Top aides to U.S. President Joe Biden have begun talks with groups of moderate Senate Republicans and Democrats on Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The talks come as Biden faces increasing headwinds in his effort to win bipartisan backing for the initial legislative effort of his presidency. Lawmakers on the right question the wisdom of racking up bigger deficits. Those on the left urging Biden not to spend too much time on bipartisanship when the pandemic is killing thousands each day and costing more jobs. One key Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine said afterwards she would reconvene a bipartisan group to focus on a more targeted package. Two White House officials say that President Joe Biden Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. The official spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss the upcoming order. The officials confirmed that South Africa would be added to the restricted list because of concerns about a variant of the virus that has spread beyond the nation. Biden is effectively reversing an order from U.S. President Trump in his final days in office that called for the relaxation of the travel restrictions. Rioters have set blazes in the center of southern Dutch city of Eindhoven and pelted police with rocks at a banned demonstration against coronavirus lockdown measures. Others responded with tear gas and water cannon and arrested at least 55 people. Police in the capital of Amsterdam also used a water cannon to disperse an outlawed demonstration against the lockdown. This